living testimony. You see, John the Evangelist gives us a picture of John the Baptizer here in his gospel today. In two short excerpts of this gospel, we see that John is a messenger sent from God. This is the purpose of his place in the gospel of John, to be a witness and a forerunner of the light, the true light that is sent from God. And this light will enlighten everyone, not just the religious community. You see, John the Evangelist gives us a sneak preview of what true evangelism is all about. It is to go before the people and give testimony to the light of Christ. You see, we may be surprised by what we find. Moreover, our stereotypes of evangelism can be changed as a result of finding that John the Baptizer's witness is a living testimony. So the way John lived his life was a testimony for all to follow. There are three ways that we can live as a living testimony. And the first one today is setting the record straight. And we get that in verses 6 through 8 and verse 19. The writer of the Gospel of John identifies the one who came to give a witness of God's light. His name is John. And his sole purpose in this gospel is to give a testimony of what God was doing in the midst of the people. The writer of the gospel makes it perfectly clear that John is not the center of his message. John is a testifier. If you will, he is the light that is breaking into the realm of human affairs. He is John the Baptizer and not John the Light. But when the religious leaders approach him and ask him to identify himself, perhaps they are not so sure that he is the light. So they ask him once again, "Who are you?" Now, setting the record straight is something that you and I need to remind ourselves when giving living testimonies of the light of Jesus Christ that influences our daily living. Too often today, the church and Christians may speak with an authority that belongs only to Christ. When we are confronted by those who question our motives and actions as Christians, the writer of this gospel account reminds us that we do well to always keep the record straight about who we are. We are witnesses of something and someone who is greater than we are. We are witnesses of something and someone who is greater than me and you. You see, the church and Christians are not the light of God in a dark world, but are those who give testimony to and are witnesses of that light. Our language and behavior are always to be pointers to someone who is greater than you and I, thereby drawing others to Christ and not to ourselves. You see, this was John's own understanding of setting the record straight. The second thing is giving an authentic response to a living testimony, and we find that in verses 20 through 23. You see, John, sensing the pressure of the religious community, had to respond to the question, "Who are you?" Have you ever been asked that question? Who are you? Sure. And what do you say? Well, you say, your name. And that's exactly what he did. And he responded decisively, but he said to them, "You know, I am not the Messiah," because that's what people were calling him. They were making that mistake. And he didn't make any bones about it within the religious community around them, especially the church. Giving an authentic response can be difficult sometimes. Weighing such issues as political correctness and social politeness can oftentimes cause us to avoid very difficult questions. Sometimes we want to do what's right. We want to say the right thing. We want it to look right and sound right. In the world that we live in today, being politically correct and having social politeness, well, politicians don't care a whole lot about being correct, so why should we be so worried about it? Social politeness. I hope and pray that you are polite, but I don't hope you're to the point that you in turn cause yourself to do something that you shouldn't do. You see, Jesus didn't seem to mind difficult questions and always used an economy of words to convey what he wanted to say. Likewise, as followers of Jesus this day, we can find John's reply a refreshing, although risk-taking example of what it means to give a genuine an authentic witness of our faith. We have to be genuine. We can't just put on a pretty smiling face and and say nice words and then turn around and do something totally different than what we said. Our witness has to be genuine and authentic because our words have to and actions have to be pretty close to the same. The third thing of a living testimony is demonstrating genuine humility. And we find that in the last four verses, 24 through 28. When he says, "Who are you?" is a question that we need to be asked in our own day and time. Disciples of Jesus Christ should be ready. That means you and I should be ready, willing, and able to give an authentic response. We shouldn't flower it up and make it pretty or make excuses for ourselves. When doing Christ's work in our communities, it's refreshing to know that there are those with whom our work is catching their eyes and their ears. To not be effective followers of Jesus Christ is a travesty. In other words, we should be upset of ourselves if we're not doing the work of the Lord. To help bring people to their senses and address the sin that plagues all of us with a message and work of hope is to invite inquisitiveness and interest. In other words, we should be concerned. We should be interested on the part of this religious community. We should want people to know what's going on. Who are you? What are you doing? Or what makes you do what you do? Are questions that require us to be honest and upfront with those who are curious and give our answers without any in-your-face attitude demonstrating resentment and arrogance. Have you ever seen somebody that's supposed to be a religious person, that's supposed to be a Christian, get mad and get all upset and start fussing somebody out because they've asked them a question? Or get all beside themselves and talking about the Lord to the point that they almost get angry to cursing? I've seen that happen. It's not a pretty picture. Why should your faith, and why should your faith in God and being able to tell somebody about who you are bring that kind of response? But it happens in more ways than not because we don't like to be asked questions. Sometimes we feel like we're being judged, we're being pushed into a corner when somebody questions our faith. We get into that defensive mode. And sometimes that's what those people are doing. They're there to do what? Push our buttons. But we have to be stronger than that. We have to be stronger about who we are, about what we're doing, and able to answer those questions. And we should be able, like John, to say who you and I are. And most important, the most important thing of all is whose we are. Who do you belong to? Whose child are you? Are you truly a child of God? You see, John's simple candor, honesty, and forthrightness in answering the Pharisees' question is a model that you and I can emulate. We can copy it. Put simply, it's a model that we can take for ourselves of genuinely and authentically. Who are you? Hopefully and prayerfully today, I hope that you are a living testimony of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Who are you? What are you doing? And what makes you do what you do? Think about those things this day and in this week to come, about who God has called you to be as a Christian. Who are you? What are you doing? And what makes you do what you do? As we leave this place this morning, I want us to think about being a living testimony. Are you truly living the life of one like John the Baptist who blazed a trail for Jesus to come? Is your witness so effective that people want to know if you're the Christ? I doubt any of us are that strong about our witness, but there are some people that are. But it wouldn't hurt to be just a little bit stronger once in a while. It wouldn't hurt to be just a little bit more sure of who God is in our lives. It wouldn't hurt to truly know Him a little deeper. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You this day for who You are. We thank You, Lord, for loving us. We thank You, Lord, for Your word that we get from John's gospel this day about John the Baptizer, the one who prepared the way for His Savior and Lord, who He said, "I am not worthy to even take the strap off of His sandal, to untie His shoe. I am so lowly." But he's the one who is coming to make all things new. He's the one who is coming to make things right. He is the light of the world. And it is through him, John says, that I do what I do. It is through him that you and I should be doing what we are doing. It is through him that we can answer the question, who we are. Who are you? So this day, allow us to see that not only here, but as we go. Be with us now, for it's in your Son's name I pray. Amen. Our hymn of decision this morning is hymn number 240, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Stand as you sing, hymn number 240.